Hi, beautiful. Child, it's the 7th of July. How do we already get to the 7th of July? But it's the 7th of July. And we're starting this new thing. I believe this is what the podcast is going to be for the next year. Until we reach July 6th of 2024. I'm just going to go through this Bible that I found at a thrift store today. And it has like a daily amount that you read. So it's basically just the Bible split up into 365 days. And today we already read it. It's Chronicles 4:5-17. And I highlighted some things. I highlighted it. What is going on with my speech, bro? Calm down. We here. This is what we're supposed to be talking about right now. This is the energy. The energy is cool, calm, collected, introspective, and reflective. Here we are. Ooh, before we even get into that, let me first say, like, every time you go into a new energy, like a new room, a new building, you stepping out of the car, you're waking up, you're leaving out of the bathroom, like, think of it as the next scene. And you know, when the next scene come on, it comes on with energy instantly. Like, it's not really going to drag into the scene. It's going to be entertaining. It's going to catch your eye. It's going to be quick. It's going to be precise. So always try to be precise. Like, give yourself start overs. If you find yourself wobbling a little bit, you know what I'm saying? Like, you having a moment, and then you go to the bathroom and you come out, boom, brand new scene. The past scenes don't even matter for real, because it's over. It already happened. Like, let's make it better from here on out. All right. So getting into some of these things that I underlined, I was confused at first because it starts off just naming a bunch of family trees. And I'm just like, what am I getting from this? Like, what am I supposed to understand from reading all of these names and this timeline and this family? I'm talking about all the way deep down in the roots of the tree, child. It done went so far. But from that I got, you get what you get from it. Like, there may be some things in some situations or scenarios, experiences that you have that you don't get a whole lot out of. And that's okay. Some things you get everything out of. Some things the whole thing is something to get. But some things just aren't. Like, some things you're just supposed to learn just one little bitty thing and just experience the rest. Allow it to happen. Go through it until you reach what you're supposed to get from it. Because you can't. Because you don't have to cover the board to get the point. You know what I'm saying? And you're missing the point if you're trying to cover the whole board. So sometimes you just need to get the point, baby. You don't need the whole board to be full to win. I'm telling you, all you need is a bullseye. Well, I don't really know how darts work for real. But in my head, I feel like if I get a bullseye, I win. Automatically. But, you know. But yeah. So, yeah, child, I was reading through all these names and stuff. And then I also realized, like, I'm trying to skim past the names. But I'm like, no, because these are important. Like, it wouldn't be here if it wasn't important or meant to be read or experienced. There's no really such thing as filler words when you're reading a book. Or even when you're going through life, there's no such thing as a filler moment. Like, every moment has intention. Even if the intention is for you to be resting, even if that intention is for you to be having fun or learning something, like, even if it's 3 seconds, that you were supposed to be doing something, you just didn't have that time for nothing, basically. So this was allowing me to slow down and really experience everything in between. Okay, what else? Okay, I had like this. He said, I told them that it is not the Roman custom to hand over any man before he has faced his accusers and has had an opportunity to defend himself against their charges. I feel that because it's like, it's not custom to really judge people before you have something to judge, really, like, until a case is presented. You don't really have a reason or a way or evidence or nothing to judge anybody. And that just hit me in a different way. Like, treat people like the brand new things that they are. Like, if you're judging them because it's something that you experienced in the past or that you've something that's not them already. They ain't give you nothing to judge yet. So, like, chill on me. Okay. Oh, child. And then it got into the song. It said, in the morning, O Lord, you hear my voice. In the morning, I lay my request before you and wait in expectation. And I was saying earlier today how you really have to say what you want in the morning. Like, as soon as you wake up or whatever, or, you know, you have to set the intention for what you want to follow. So you wake up in the morning, you say what kind of day you want to have. You know, you pray, you praise, you journal, you get in the mood to receive what you want. So that's really all you have to do. And just chill out until it comes to you, really. Just stay in the mood for that. Stay on that route for what outcome you want. And it will come to you. And the arrogant cannot stand in your presence. You have to lose all of that, baby. When you want to live that life, you have to give it all up. You have to be free. You have to let go of control. You have to let go of ego. You have to realize there's only so much control that you have. You have to stop trying to force things to work. You have to realize that once you give up that power, and you just stand, you can only stand in the power that you're meant to stand in. You know what I'm saying? There's higher ups that has more persuasion in certain areas and more of a play in certain areas than you do. So if you just do everything in your power and you let everything above you be above you, baby, it'll be so much like easier. Because you got the people who know how to do their job for real, doing their job. You're not trying to do the job of somebody who's been doing the job for a billion years. You just allow them to do their job. And all right, cool. Thank you for doing your job. I'm going to do my little job over here. You do that big job. Because honestly, I don't even want to do any labor anyways. You know what I'm saying? Like, you don't really have to do the labor. But doing the labor makes it seem like you're getting things faster, or you're making it happen faster. Like, even this Bible with the daily excerpts, I was just having a conversation like 3 weeks ago with my aunt about she has a Bible on her porch and a small little daily excerpt journal that goes in hand with the Bible. So it has like a scripture, then it also has like a story to go behind the scripture. But I was like, dang, I need one of them right now. And I'm trying to figure out, where do I need to go to get one of them? Instead of today, I went to a thrift store and the Bible's sitting right there in the basket by the checkout. Didn't even plan on going to the thrift store, bro. Pulling up on the thrift store like, we gotta go here, hold on. Detour. Supposed to be going to the dollar store. Hold on, detour real quick. To the thrift store. Done checked out and everything. Then looked down, seen the free Bible. the Bible with the daily excerpt. And it's like, ta-da, I just had to wait and allow it to come to me. Like, I didn't have to force that at all. And this morning, this morning, back to the whole. In the morning, you hear my voice. In the morning, I lay my request before you and wait in expectation. In the morning, I just had this feeling that I wanted to go thrifting. Like, yeah, I just want to go thrifting today, find like a little cute game that we could play or something. Something that we can do, get some floaties for the pool, go to the store. Wasn't even planning on going to the thrift store, but just going to the store to get floaties for Tiny Hands. And boom, past the thrift store. And this how divine everything be. And pulling into the thrift store, there was like a parking director, like, because the parking lot was it's full. So they got a side parking lot too. So somebody was directing. We got the last spot. And it was the spot right next to the door. And I backed in there smooth, like butter, peanut butter, creamy, not chunky, even though I prefer chunky, creamy peanut butter. But anyways, everything is divine. Everything works out exactly how it's supposed to. Even me right now recording this, it's supposed to be happening right now. So allow things to happen. Set your tone for the day. Say what you want and allow it to happen. Okay, another one. But I, by your great mercy, will come into your house. In reverence will I bow down towards your holy temple. You gotta give it all. You gotta, when they say give it to God, baby, you gotta give it up. You gotta let the higher power do the higher power work. You gotta, it's like we what you call it, micromanaging the universe or God to do their job. And they already know what to do. We just need to allow it to happen. And reverence is deep respect for someone or something. You gotta give your respect. Like, I salute you and I love you and I appreciate you and I'm gonna let you do your job the way you do. This is what I want. It don't really matter how I want it. I would prefer if I have this color and that, you know, and this kind of happen. But however you want to make it happen, even if it happened in a better way, you know, something I might even ain't even thought of, but I like it better than my idea. You know what I need. You know what I need. You know exactly what I need. And you always give it to me when I needed it. I love you. Okay, that's all I got today. I'll call you back.